Hello. This podcast is brought to you by the British Embassy in Japan. Japan and the UK have so much in common. Two island countries with rich history, fantastic culture, but also some shared challenges. In this monthly series, we'll explore those shared opportunities and challenges as we interview trailblazers and people at the forefront of the changes ahead. Come with us on a journey through Japan, but also inside the embassy. Let us take you behind the scenes of this often mysterious world.
Welcome. Thank you for joining me. My name is Celia Armstrong and I'm the UK's ambassador to Japan. I'm coming to you from the ambassador's residence in Tokyo. I'm in the midst of beautiful gardens next to Japan's magnificent Imperial Palace. As a classic Brit, I've of course got a cup of nice strong Yorkshire tea. But because I'm in Japan, instead of a custard cream, I'm dunking a delicious matcha cookie. Japan is an amazing country to visit or live in. From the cherry blossoms to the stunning mountains and, yes, even the high-tech toilets. There's a lot of great things to experience. But there are also some more serious things to be aware of. So this week, I'm talking to you about emergencies and how you can be prepared for them. I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Takahashi, emergency preparedness expert, Sally Harris, our very own consular officer, and Jim Birkbeck, who started life in Birmingham but has lived in Japan for 15 years. We're going to talk about what kind of emergencies you need to think about, what you can do to practically prepare, and what we, the embassy, can do for Brits living in Japan.
So, you've heard from the experts, and I don't know about you, but I'm already feeling reassured. We want you to go away from this prepared, but not scared. So what can you do now? Number one, get an emergency kit sorted. Number two, make sure you know your neighbourhood's emergency evacuation plan. And number three, sign up to our Twitter feed, where we'll link all the English language warnings and advice. Thanks to all our fantastic guests today. Please join us again next month, when we'll be speaking to women pioneers in top Japanese businesses and about breaking through the glass ceiling in Japan.